Good Saturday morning, guys. Welcome to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. So, sir, ma'am, whoever you are, if this is your first time listening to this show, you are in for a treat because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community, the African-American community, through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We are legacy building. That's what we do. Yes, that's what we do, right? So, hey, I am super duper excited today. You may hear it in my voice. Some of you may say, well, you always sound like that. You know how some of y'all people talk. So, look, I am super duper excited because, you know, a few weeks ago, I had someone extra special on the show. I got this joke running, you know, and just to share with you guys just a tidbit. But, you know, sometimes when someone calls you or, you know, you have someone's number in your phone and you miss a call from them and it's like, ooh, it was like, you know, that was an awesome opportunity. And there's certain people that when I see their number come up or see their name come in my phone, whoever I'm talking to, hold on, let me get this one. Because look here, if I miss a phone call from this person, I might as well throw my whole doggone phone away. So a few weeks ago, I had on the show, we were lucky enough to secure some time with Mr. Claude Spurlock with South Carolina Housing, all right? So he came on, he kind of talked about some of the loan programs and things that his organization does, you know, down payment assistance programs, all those things. And he gave us just a snippet. Yes, just a snippet. I mean, just the corner, the TT of, hey, the Palmetto Heroes program. Now, you guys that have been listening to us faithful over the years, you know, usually for a time period about once a year, you know, we have this conversation about the Palmetto Heroes program. It's a down payment assistance program designed to help with down payment assistance for our quote unquote first responders, our community service and first responders, people in the field of the teachers that may be military, you know, former or present, you know, our medical professionals, firefighters, corrections, you know, that whole gamut. And guys, I'm going to hit this criteria again here shortly, but that whole gamut. And once a year, a pot of money is made available to help those people qualify for housing, okay? So to help them qualify, to help them make the purchase, there's a pot of money that's made available. And that money goes fast, all right? So again, a few weeks ago, Mrs. Spurlock, right here on this show, said to you all, hey, it's coming soon, be ready. He didn't say be ready. I said be ready. So I want to let you know that, guys, as you listen to this show in a few days on April 1st, this program is going to be available. So if you have been on the fence and you qualify, I want you to make sure that you follow up. If you're working with an agent, wonderful. Call that agent. I'm not trying to interfere with anybody's agent relationship because I don't do that. All right? But if you're working with an agent, call them. If they don't know about the program, have them call me. I'll be glad to help them. If they don't know about the program, they probably need to be working for me anyway. All right? But call them and have them call me if they have any questions. Call your lender and make sure your lender can do a South Carolina housing loan because not all lenders are willing to or want to do down payment assistance programs. Had to put a pause right there. Yeah, I'm serious. They don't. Not all of them. So just understand that if you're a person that qualifies or want to be able to qualify and need the information, guys, you need to be talking to people that are professionals. So my team, you know, our agents in the office have taken the state housing training, the certification training. You know, we work with lenders that have taken and are certified and trained, say, our South Carolina housing lenders. So we want to make sure we're getting this information in front of you and to you in an effective and an efficient manner. So you have no excuse. So for those of you who have kind of been challenged about down payment assistance and all those things, or where you're going to get the money for down payment, especially in this given market where pricing has gone up, sellers are less willing to give closing cost concessions, which means that the buyer or you as a buyer would need more money for down payment along with closing costs. Now, if you have the money for one or the other and you can get down payment assistance or qualify for it, hey, that's a game changer, all right? So I want to make sure that I let you guys know because I haven't given you the drum roll. Y'all heard that, right? All right. So the drum roll and boom, on April 1st, guys, this year's 2021 Palmetto Heroes program is available. All right. So to qualify for this program, all right, to qualify this for this program, the heroes as outlined or named this year are community service and first responders in the fields of education. So that's teachers, those in law enforcement, in corrections, firefighters, emergency medical services, so EMS, licensed medical professionals, as well as military, which are members of the armed forces, veterans, as well as members of the Army and Air National Guard. All right. So any person or people in those categories automatically are qualified for these down payment assistance programs. So hold on. Like the commercial said, you know, if y'all sit up in the middle of the night with them infomercials, wait, there's more. So don't forget that the 2021 Palmetto Heroes program can be used with, yes, it can be, our Home for Heroes program. If you're not familiar with the Homes for Heroes program, my team, we are an affiliate agent with that group, with that organization. And guys, we, on top of this, provide you a rebate after closing, because it is our way of saying thank you to all you people that serve our community. So if you are law enforcement or EMS, firefighter, you know, you guys right now might be just kind of riding around, maybe you're on patrol right now, but you guys that keep us safe in our days and our nights, I want to say thank you for our military to keep us safe abroad. Thank you. You may be riding around and, you know, you happen to, you know, flip past this channel. Stay put for a moment and get this information. All right. So our Home for Heroes rebate on top, got it kind of stuck right there, on top of this Heroes down payment assistance that you guys can qualify for, could be substantial. Yes. So just imagine, if you will, on top of getting, because the South Carolina State Housing Program, you know, allows buyers or purchases to go up to 300,000 on most programs. Some may not have a limit, so don't get caught up in the 300, because next week I'm bringing in one of our very own lenders to talk more in depth and in detail about this program. But I want to give you a little bit of a snippet, if you will, today. So if we can add on top of that $12,000, an additional buyer's rebate, what if you qualified for a rebate in the amount of $2,250? That's on a $300,000 purchase. But what if you went higher? What if you qualified for a higher rebate? That's on top of. So you, and that's our way of saying thank you, guys. That is not money out of your pocket. That is money out of my pocket, my agent's pocket, who in turn are working to help you all in the community. See, real estate is a service business. And I, most times and oftentimes, people kind of get caught up and think it's all about them. But we don't. We realize that the process of buying a home is all about you as a consumer. We're helping you to make your dreams come true. We're helping you to create or otherwise establish or build a legacy that may continue on for years and generations yet to come. Those are the things that we're working on and we're doing, and that's what we set out to help you all with. So understand that under the state housing programs, they have FHA, VA, USDA, as well as conventional financing options. Yeah, that's huge, ain't it? Along with up to $12,000 in forgivable down payment assistance. Oh, that's huge. If you're a vet doing 100% financing, getting $12,000 to go towards either your closing costs or getting $12,000 to go towards reducing the principal, which in turn gives you an even lower payment. Oh, that's huge. What if you're buying in a more rural area? Same thing. If you're up in, let's throw out some rural areas. Maybe you live out in the Hollywood area. Maybe you're a firefighter, EMS, serving the Hollywood area. You live out in that area. Boom, there you go. Or maybe you live in another area, but you, excuse me, service another area as far as your firefighter or EMS or police or what have you, but you want to live in a more rural area, you can do the USDA loan, which is 100% financing. Yes, 100% financing. And on top of that, you get down payment assistance. Woo! Man, look at my head hurting over here. My mind about blown. Because these are the opportunities that have been created for you all to take advantage of what's going on out here in the market. So we're going to talk on that, and I'm going to give you an introduction into that shift as we go forward, because I always talk to everyone around me about mindset. What your belief is what your reality is. If you believe that there is none, then there is none. If you believe there is some, there is much. But we have to adjust and change our mindset. And what's going on currently out here in this market is that people are constantly reminding you of how little inventory there is. But people are not telling you and talking to you and explaining to you that even though there's low inventory, there's still a lot of houses selling every month. The same number of homes that we sold prior to the inventory getting this short is the same number of homes that we're selling now, if not more. People are still buying houses every day. You're asking the question to yourself because they're telling you that there's no food on the shelf, but there's food in the kitchen. Yeah. Didn't think about that, did you? That's a new one for you right there. So everyone is getting you to focus on this one little thing instead of and in turn, you, along with them, miss out on the bigger picture, which is there's plenty of inventory. It's just not where you want it, where you look for that. So you got to learn. Your agent has to learn. We know how to find that other inventory. We know how to help you in these times, in these situations. We don't give up. We don't tell you, oh, woe is me and it's done and you ain't got no opportunity and this, here, that, and the third. We don't do that. What we do is make sure that you understand what's going on out there. But in the same token, we keep working because you know what? We know that there's still opportunity that abounds for anyone. The word teaches us to seek and ye shall find. So just because you looked don't mean you were seeking. Ooh, that's a word right there, ain't it? Man, let me say it. Let me back up and say that one more time for the break. The word tells you to seek and ye shall find. Just because you look don't mean that you were seeking. You guys missed that because y'all keep looking, but y'all ain't really seeking. Y'all ain't going beyond what your eyes see and feeling and reaching for. You ain't seeking. That's a word right there. So look, guys, we coming up on our first break. So look here, flip that flapjack. Grab that syrup down out the shelf. You know what I'm talking about. If y'all got the cane pass, now, let me know. Somebody holding out. I know somebody mama got it. Y'all need to let me know. But look here, flip that flapjack and hold tight. I want y'all to come right back as we get down with this next session and segment of Exit Strategy Radio Show. We'll be right back. Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com. You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market. It didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot. Closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759. And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Corwin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, ma'am, are in for a treat. Because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community, the African-American community, your financial literacy and real estate education, guys. That's what we do. We're legacy building. That's what we do over here. Yeah. That's exactly what we do. So, guys, look, you can find us on social media. I didn't tell you this in the first break, or first session segment, because I was super, super, super duper excited to announce to you about the Palmetto Heroes program coming. But, guys, you can catch us on social media. You can catch us on social media, Exit Strategies Radio Show. Now, I want you to be limited, because now I'm going to give you a little bit of sneak peek and introduction, because you go like that page to get that information, to get that content. I also want you to go a little bit beyond that, and I want you to hit our office business page, which is Exit Realty Low Country Group. I want you to take a look. I want you to like that page so you can get this information as we drop these nuggets. That's what they are, these nuggets on you out there in the world, all right? So what's going on with real estate inventory? What's going on in the market as a whole? what people anticipate. Matter of fact, what professionals estimate. Because see, everybody anticipates something, but professionals estimate something that's oftentimes different. Make sense? Yeah, kind of lost you. That's a word in that. They do. Because oftentimes we're anxious, so we anticipate, but others are, they estimate because they're expecting. There's a difference. Man, that was a word right there. Some of y'all, let me say this one more time. They, many of you that are anticipating because you're anxious, because you're scared, because you're concerned, but others are estimating because they have an expectation. Woo. Man, somebody need to preach that right there. I'm going to put that up on Facebook. Oh, I got to put that up on Facebook. Somebody need to preach that right there. Anticipating versus estimating because they expect that the thing is going to happen. Y'all need to expect something in y'all life. Because see, what happens is oftentimes you're letting everything else that occurs around you, everything that you see on social media affect you, and it makes you anxious. So you anticipating things versus expecting things because you're not dealing and listening to people that are of expectation of a certain thing. They're always afraid of something. They're afraid that they ain't gonna make this happen. They're afraid that this won't happen. And they in turn get jittery and nervous. And that jitteriness, whatever word it is, whoever y'all is, y'all scholars out there know what it is. I'm just gonna talk to you plain. Those of you that are jittery, those people make other people jittery and nervous. Scared person scare people, right? Huh? Scared person hurt somebody, ain't it? But y'all keep listening to people run around here scared instead of people running around here in expectation and in some confidence about what will happen. Because whatever it is supposed to happen, God's already ordained it. We just waiting to see it. So we should be expecting that thing, not anticipating that thing. Does that make sense? Woo, that's a word right there. So let's get back onto this real estate and this education that you guys need to get. Because, see, we have been expecting this Palmetto Heroes program. Yeah, we have been expecting this thing. And you know what happened? It was delivered. Yes, it was delivered because we expected. It wasn't anticipating. We were expecting that this thing here would happen. And it did. So now there's $12,000 of down payment assistance available to you if you qualify. So guys, good. Again, a quick reminder, if you're military, if you're a teacher, I need to put this thing on my sleeve somewhere or another and just walk around with people and let them know. Matter of fact, I might put on a t-shirt or something. I'm a big guy, so that's like a walking billboard or something, telling people that, hey, this money is available. It's available. Now see, money don't cure all things, but I tell you what, it's a reasonable remedy. Woo, that's all. It don't cure. Mm-mm. Christ cures. Yeah. Money is a reasonable remedy. All right. It'll do certain things for you. It'll help you in some places along the way. It ain't going to get you all the way, but it's going to help you in some places. And for some of you, $12,000 in down payment assistance will do some wonders to help you in the home ownership. So many of you have sat anticipating this time. Well, unfortunately, those that are anticipating may have some challenges, just being real with you. You should have been in expectation. Because those of you who are in expectation, you've gotten your credit in order. You have done everything else that you need to do. So now that this money is available, you are ready to proceed and make a home purchase. But those of you that spent your time in anticipation, you haven't prepared for it. No, you got to get ready. So now I need for you to go ahead and jump up. After this show, I want you to listen to the rest of what we're going to talk about. But if it's that urgent, I understand. Jump up and go ahead and get yourself ready. Because see, anticipation will have you afraid to get boxes from the store. Expectation will have you pack up your whole doggone house and live out of a suitcase because you expect that you move. And there's a difference in that thing. There's a difference in that thing. And y'all need to be in a place. I didn't mean to do this to you today because I'm trying to get the stage set for LaShawn Abraham to come and join us, one of our lending partners to come join us next week and kind of drill down into the South Carolina program for you again, now that the money is on the ground. But I want you to know that your boy's standing here right here on the ground with his hands out trying to catch some of that money for you because it ain't for me. I ain't buying a house. No, not now. No. Down payment assistance, that money, I'm trying to get my hands on it for you to help you acquire. You know, you guys are hear our commercials go by, our commercials that talk about home ownership being part of the American dream, and it's important in the African-American community. It's important in any community, but it's important in our community. It changes the narrative. It takes us from being a people that are possessors to being a people that are owners. But see, owners are invested. Possessors are not. So when you own something, you're invested in it. Yeah. You're invested in it. But you, those of you who own a car, you probably wash it, clean it, you know, take it in for some maintenance, get the oil changed. You're invested in that thing. That's your car. That's your mode, method of transportation. That's your here to yonder. That's what you do. Yeah. So when you're invested in real estate, when you're invested in your own home, there is something different that happens there, because when you invest in your own home, that means you're invested in your community. And when you're invested in community, change happens. Yeah. Yeah. But see, right now, see what many of us miss, that oftentimes people are trying to be agents of change when they haven't even invested in their community. They don't own nothing. Don't own nothing. So you listen to people that don't own a single thing where you are, being an agent, quote unquote, of change, but they don't own nothing where you are. Invest in the community. Yeah, that's real. And I don't know where that came from, but that's real right there. Because so many times, so many people are agents of change in certain places, but they're not invested in those places. So you want to change somebody else's neighborhood, but you ain't doing nothing to invest and change yours? Man, look here, that about made me weak right there. So understand who you're listening to and what we're talking about. But let's get back, because we're trying to get you guys to invest within your community. That's what we want to make sure that you're doing, that you're investing in your community. You want to live in a rural area, you can use this $12,000 down payment assistance with a rural loan, 100% financing, got some down payment money on that. And on top of that, utilizing myself, one of our agents, make sure you ask and make sure you let us know that you're a hero. But we know you're a hero, boom. Heroes program, you get a rebate on top of that. That money comes from the agent. That's our give back. That is making sure that the people that serve us, that we serve them in return. But see, life is about service. You know, I talk about that here on the show all the time. Life is about service. You're giving a life to serve people. That's how we give back and serve those who protect us, those who educate us, those who, they don't heal, but those who mend us, who work to bring us back to health. So the medical professionals, the people that save us when things have gone awry, those things, that's what we do. That's what we do. So please make sure that you are participating in this program. If you qualify, please don't miss the opportunity. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. This money will not last long. Don't think, hey, this program is out and I got a long time. Last year, last time the program was offered, that money was gone within a few short weeks. Don't make that mistake. Because see, I brought the guy weeks ago. So if you weren't working back yonder when, you may miss it. I ain't saying that you will. So let's be fair and let's be real. But let's get to working now to make sure that you don't miss it. All right. Let's get prepared now, because you're getting the introduction and the taste, because that program goes available come this coming Wednesday. Yeah, that's when it goes available. And it tick over, boom, let's go. So if you are someone who qualifies, you know someone that qualifies, this is what I want you to do. I want you to pick up the phone and I want you to give our office a call, 843-619-3005, 843-619-3005. I need you to ask, get one of our agents, ask them, hey, I'm interested in the Palmetto Heroes program. I'm interested in Home for Heroes. How can you help me? And let them get you plugged in immediately. Don't sit around here 3-4 weeks from now come talking about, because when that money allocated and spent, boom, you got to wait till another year come around. And by then, rates will be higher. It ain't going to make no difference anyway. Price is higher. You're going to be paying more for the house, as well as making a higher monthly payment anyway, the longer you wait, based on what the current trends are in the market. So we don't want to be in that position. We don't want to be in that place. All right? So let's work to make sure that we take advantage of it. Make sure that you're spreading the word. If you're a nurse, if you're a firefighter, if you're police, if you're military, talk to those people, your coworkers, the people that you spend your time with. Let them know about this program. You don't want them to miss out. If you're in a corrections facility, maybe you're at work right now and you're listening to the show this morning. If you are, thank you so much for tuning in. But make sure that you share the information, guys. We don't want to miss out. Time for us to stop missing the boat, guys. We missed the boat. It done clear the intercoastal is out in the big water. And we stand over on shore like, where the boat went? Wait a minute. Why? What do you mean? Should have been here. The boat said it was going to be here. It came. It said it was going to leave at this time. It came. We can't keep showing up on CP time, man. We can't keep doing that. We got to get there when we supposed to be there. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? See, I don't mean no harm, but everything don't wait on you. God will wait on you. Don't get me wrong. But everything else ain't waiting on you. So we want to make sure that we're doing what we need to do to make sure we get it done. So, guys, look, today has been an awesome show. I've enjoyed this conversation with you as always, but I want to make sure that you guys tune in next week because we're going to have an extra special guest, and we got the next one scheduled after that to come and bring you some good, useful, and helpful information. Please make sure you tune in. For our loyal listeners, guys, thank you so much for doing what you do, for being who you are, and making sure that you're present for us and with us and helping us stand together and provide this information to help shape and change our community. As I say to you always, guys, as I say to you always, I love you, I love you, I love you, and I'm going to see you guys out there in them streets.